This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First question, Sister Lisa from England, Manchester, says that she has converted to Islam, but some of her close family and friends are questioning her about Islam being the true religion, because according to them, the law of the Sabbath, the law of the Jewish law of the Sabbath was given to all of Abraham's children. And so they question our sister Lisa that how can Islam claim to be following Ibrahim alayhi salam, following Abraham, when we do not observe the laws of the Sabbath.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So the Jewish Sabbath, or Shavat as they pronounce it, it is something that the Jews observe throughout the entire year on the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. And according to the biblical tradition, it commemorates, according to them, the original seventh day that God allegedly rested on after completing the creation. As you know, in the Bible, they believe, this is not something in the Quran, they believe that God created the earth in 6 days and then He rests on the seventh day. As for the Quran, there is no such thing. Allah does not need to rest at all. Allah does not get tired. But that is the biblical version. And so some of the basic teachings of Judaism affirmed by the Sabbath are God's act of creation, God's role in history, and most importantly, God's covenant with Israel. That's why our sister Lisa's cousins and friends are confused, that they believe that this covenant was for all of the believers in God. And this Sabbath is the only Jewish holiday that is mandatory by the Ten Commandments. So the original Ten Commandments, one of them was to observe the Sabbath. The Jewish people are obligated to sanctify and to honor the Sabbath at home and in the synagogue by observing the Sabbath laws and engaging in worship and study. And the significance of this day is reflected in many of their traditions. Of them, there's a famous tradition in the Talmud, which states one of their rabbis, their senior rabbi, said, if you wish to destroy the Jewish people, abolish their Sabbath first. So in other words, if you don't have the Sabbath, then you are no longer a Jewish person. And on this day, according to them, all types of work are banned. All that they're allowed to do is to basically be with family and to meditate or to read the scriptures or to praise, you know, God in a manner that they do so, and that is not a day of work. No work is supposed to be done. So much so that some of the more stricter interpretations say that you cannot even turn on or off a fire or turn on or off electricity or even use a cell phone, turn it on and dial the cell phone. So some of them are strict, very strict in this regard, and there's a whole spectrum of, you know, what are they not allowed to do and what are they allowed to do. And the some of them do not even drive cars on that day, so they walk to the synagogue. Again, this is the more ultra-Orthodox version. And for them, the Sabbath begins on before sunset on Friday, and it lasts until the stars appear on Saturday. So maybe around 29, 30 hours or so, that before the sunset of Friday until the stars appear, which we would call Isha basically, of Saturday. And the time in this time should only be spent in family and in prayer and in contemplation. Now, what do we believe about the Sabbath? What do we Muslims believe about the Sabbath? We firmly believe that the Quran enjoined upon the Jewish people that they must observe the Sabbath. This is in the Quran itself. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, لا تعدو في السبت. Do not transgress on the day of the Sabbath. Don't disobey the laws of Allah on the Sabbath. This is in the Quran. And in the Quran as well, we also have the story of a group of people who devised a trick to attempt to trick Allah, that they would put the nets of their fish, you know, on Friday daytime, and then they would pretend not to work on Saturday, but in reality the nets are working on Saturday, and then they would capture the fish on Sunday and say, oh, we didn't actually do the work. But of course the work was intended to be done on Saturday. And so Allah Azza wa Jal cursed them. Allah's la'na came upon them. This is in the Quran. This is a Quranic story. However, We do not believe that the Sabbath was prescribed for all of mankind. This is the fundamental difference that our sister Lisa needs to understand. The Sabbath was enjoined upon the Bani Israel. It was something that Allah told them to do, and they were supposed to honor it. However, it is not something that is enjoined upon anyone else. We do not have our holy day on Sabbath. That's not what our holy day is. And we have explicit evidences in the Quran and in the Sunnah that is not something that we need to follow. Allah says in the Quran, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. To each nation, I have given a different system of laws and a different methodology and way. The theology is the same. Allah is the same. The belief in the judgment is same. Heaven and hell is same. But the details of the Sharia and the details of how the rituals are to be done, this varies from civilization to civilization. And Allah Azza wa Jal enjoined upon some civilizations that which he did not enjoin upon other civilizations. And specifically, with regards to the Sabbath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse 124, that إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. We only ordained the Sabbath upon this community who they themselves disagreed about how it was to be done. إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ السَّبْتُ. The Sabbath, the Saturday, was only intended for that one civilization. But they themselves ended up disagreeing amongst themselves. They themselves did not honor it the way that it was supposed to be honored. They themselves tried to find tricks to get out of it. So Allah Azza wa Jal explicitly says in the Quran, the Sabbath was for the Bani Israel. It was not meant for the rest of mankind. And there's a very clear hadith in this regard as well, that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ السَّابِقُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بَيْدَ أَنَّهُمْ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. We are the last of the chronological of these ummas, yet we shall be the first on the Day of Judgment, even though the people of the book came before us and they were given the book before us. And this day that was prescribed upon them, they differed over it, and Allah Azza wa Jal chose us and guided us. And so they follow us. We have the right day, and the Jewish people are one day after us, and the Christian people are 2 days after us. This is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he clearly says the original holy day was Friday. That was the default, and Allah preferred us, and Allah gifted us Friday. But they were given Saturday, and then the Christians invented Sunday for themselves. So this is something that they, the Christians did ask for the Sabbath. It was given to them by Allah. It's explicit in the Quran. So the point that we need to emphasize is that the Sabbath, which was ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's true, we admit it. Yet it was not the original holy day in the calendar of Allah. The original holy day was Friday. And Allah blessed us with Friday. And for wisdoms and reasons known to Allah, He told the Bani Israel to observe the Sabbath. And the Christians, they actually invented Sunday completely. It was not something that Jesus came with. Jesus, of course, observed the Sabbath. But after He left this earth, His followers after Him, when they changed the religion, they added to this as well. So to answer our sister Lisa, we say that the notion that your relatives have that Sabbath was universal to all of mankind, frankly, it is incorrect. Perhaps it stems from their notion that whatever was given to the children of Israel was given to all of mankind. That is not the case. It was unique to the children of Israel. And for us, our holy day is not Saturday. It is Friday. And even on this day, we are not obliged to not do any work. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal diminish from us the burden that was given to the previous nations. And the only thing that we are forbidden from doing is from the time of the adhan up until the end of the prayer. That time frame only, we should not engage in trade or buying or selling or being a part of our work. We should leave everything and come to the masjid. So Allah Azza wa Jal made things easy for us. And He said only from the, and this is only for the men of this ummah, it is allowed for the women to do what they're doing. But as for the men, when the adhan of Jumu'ah is called, up until the salah finishes, we are not allowed to be working in our jobs that are for money or for rizq. We may do, you know, manual labor to get to the masjid. We may drive a car, no problem there. But we cannot be at a job for our rizq. And because of that, give up our Jumu'ah for no reason. This is not allowed. So Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed us to be on the correct day, which is Friday. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى ربي.